This morning, we give honor to the Lord. We honor our Savior, the Master Jesus. Then we honor you. Hallelujah. Thank God for the musicians. Amen. Amen. We thank God for our praise team. Amen. Thank God for our ushers as well and our sound people. Amen. Our sound people. And give yourself a hand. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I want to take a few minutes to see what my time is. Amen. I want to take a few minutes anyway. And if you'll let me borrow a couple of them, then we will, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to say some things through us and do some things. There's so many good things that happen if we start looking around at all the other stuff we'll miss out on the good. But I'm so glad I'm a part of the family. And we got testimony after testimony after testimony of the goodness of God. But what have blessed my life so, I'm telling you, this has blessed my life so, I'm going to talk about some of it today. Is learning how to live the life of faith. Learning to live by faith. You remember in 2 Corinthians, because this wasn't even in my notes, that's okay. The Holy Spirit can do whatever he wants to do. Amen. We're just here to follow and obey. You remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and a lot of time we read this particular portion of scripture at funerals, but it can be read anytime because it's true all the time. And it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes that can fall on deaf ears if we are not careful. But I want to speak to some people that has ears to hear this morning. Because this life of faith, is the greatest life you can live. There are so many privileges that we have and so many things God has given us. He tells us exactly how to take possession of all the good things that he has provided for us. But then he said in Revelation chapter 3, I know, and said it as well as 1, I believe it's 3. He said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Amen. And Jesus came here, and we all know the story. We talk about it, and it can be preached every Sunday for that goal. But he was born in this earth. He was conceived in the womb of a young girl by the Holy Spirit. And he was born in this earth with mankind. And he took on himself a human body just like ours. Everything that we have, everything our body has, he took on flesh and blood just like we did. But oh, what demonstration of the power of God. And John wrote it in his gospel. He wrote it because, you know, there are four different writers of the gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke did a lot of parallel writing. You can find one. If one said it, another one said it. But John was kind of different. He recorded and said things that they didn't record. And the Holy Spirit knew how to put all this together for our benefit. Amen. So, I want to talk about faith is of the heart. And we've been talking about the fundamental faith. We've been talking about what is faith, where it comes from, how to get it, how to release it. I want to look at some things this morning that happen in the lives of people and how they heard what Jesus said. Now listen to me good. They heard what Jesus said. They responded to what he said. And sometimes we say, well, that was Jesus, that was the Bible. But back in Jesus' day, that was what? Human being, right? What do we have in our day? I don't know why we think that back then stuff was different than it is today. What did they breathe back then? What are you breathing? So the word is just as real now as it was then. What happened back there then will happen now. Amen. But it takes what they did, they believed God. And amen. I said they believed God. And they saw results. Jesus said these words out of his own mouth in John's Gospel. I'm about to turn to scripture, but he said in John's Gospel, chapter 14, hallelujah, glory to God. He said in John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 12, verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. What did Jesus do? The Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God did what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good. What did he do? He healed the sick, he cast out devils, he opened the eyes of the blind, he unstopped their ears, he fed the hungry, he raised the dead, he set the captive free. Did he do all that? Then, what are we to do? The same works. How did he do it? By the anointing that was on his life. Which you think, do you think there's a lot of sick folks in the earth today? What about lost people? You think there are lost people in the earth today? Do you think some people in the earth need to be delivered from demons and evil spirits?